No. You said something else. You said sausage and bacon and what else do you cook with grits?
How many? No, I don't know.
What else do you cook with grits? You season it with butter or bacon or sausage or... Didn't you say
chitterlings?
Uh-huh. Didn't you say that? Okay, well, that's the term that they're asking for, the part that you sometimes eat. Sometimes stuff sausage in.
Well, that's a pig, though. That's not a chicken.
That's right. I can see they're talking about a pig here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that chitterling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We call it...
And then after it's washed and all, they call it a casein.
But it is a chitterling.
A casein.
Yeah. It's just a casein.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yes.
Trying to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's...
It's time to feed the chickens and slap the bed.
All right.
Feed the horses.
To get them from the pasture, if you're going to call the cows, what would you say?
I wouldn't know. I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to be a cow caller. Would you say something like, come boss, or...
Sook, 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 sook.
All right. Sook. So, cow, would you say che, chewy?
Mm-mm.
What about mules or horses when you want to make them go left or right?
G and haw.
G for which?
G for right and haw for left,
all
I guess.
Left. All right. You don't sound too sure.
I didn't even drive the horse.
I didn't either. When you want to call the horse from pasture, what would you say? Have any idea? What do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Is that when he's already moving or when he's standing still? You're just
when he's standing still, you say, get up.
Would you say anything if you were standing still as opposed to when you're moving? Is there any difference in what you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
What would you say when you're backing him into a buggy?
Back up.
Okay. How do you call hogs?
I never did call them. They were always there ready to eat.
I had
my daddy used to stand out and say, "Woo, sook, 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 sook." You know,
yeah.
He could really call the hogs.
They
have hog calling contests.
I know, and they're really interesting to listen to.
Oh, they really are.
How do you call your sheep?
We didn't ever have sheep.
Never had sheep. How about chickens?
Chick, 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 chickie.
If you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you might say, I want to.
Put the bridle on the horse.
All right. If you put the bridle on it, what would you say? I want to.
Bridle the horse.
All right. When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The rein.
Suppose you're riding a horse. What do you guide him with?
It's the rein, too, I guess.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horses?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called?
I don't know.
If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little over.
Mm-hmm.
A little what?
A little to the left.
Or
a little to the right.
A little blank over. What would you say?
A little farther over.
A little farther over or a little... It's a little what? You say it's a little over.
It's a little too far over?
A little
farther over.
What about the distance that it is? You say it's a little... Way? A little way over? Or
a short way over?
Okay. If you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dark.
You had to stop before dark.
All right. And if you haven't finished it and you might have a pretty far piece to go, you might say, I have a before dark.
A good distance to go before dark.
All right. If something is very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say that you can find that just about...
You mean in the short distance from here?
Yeah, especially on a season, you can find that almost
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Or any place.
Any place. If he slipped on the ice and he fell how?
He fell backwards.
All right. If he slipped on the ice and he fell this way?
Forward.
All right.